Praise the Lord. Dear friends, welcome to the study on Jesus of the Gospels. So far we had been seeing the picture of Jesus painted by the Synoptic Gospels, especially the Gospel of Mark. We know there are four different Gospels, and the pictures of Jesus painted by each of these Gospels or Evangelists differs considerably one from another. Today we would like to focus our attention on a particular picture, episode, reported by the Gospel of John. The episode is titled as the Miracle at Cana. First we will read, then we will try to reflect on it, focusing our attention on the context as well as the episode itself. The episode is reported in the Gospel of John, chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now, standing there were six stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. He said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." So they took it. When the steward tasted the water that had become wine and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs, in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. After this, he went down to Capernaum with his mother, his brothers, and his disciples, and they remained there a few days. This is the report of the Gospel of John. Very often we are told that this is the first miracle performed. In fact, John himself tells that this is the first sign Jesus performed. Very often people ask the question, especially in the context of a Bible quiz, which is the first miracle of Jesus? And of course, the questionnaires expect the answer that the children would say, the miracle at Cana. But if someone gives another answer, for example, exorcism at Capernaum, the questioner is bound to give prize to the one who answers, because according to the Gospel of Mark, the first miracle is not the miracle at Cana. In fact, Mark doesn't say anything about it. None of the synoptics, in fact, speaks about Cana or the miracle at Cana. It is only John who speaks about this particular incident and presents it as the first miracle performed by Jesus. In fact, John doesn't use the word miracle at all. We'll come to it a bit later. Superficially seen, this is a simple narration. Jesus comes to a wedding feast as an invited guest, and when the wine fails, the mother notices it and she brings it to the attention of Jesus. Jesus, apparently, after some initial reluctance, does something powerful, says the word, and the problem is solved. He turns water into wine, and saves the family from a very critical situation. They would have been in a very bad shape in front of the guests, invited guests, if they could not give sufficient wine for the feast. So Jesus intervenes at the instigation or at the request of Mary and helps the family out of this predicament. And by doing this, it is also alleged or presumed that Jesus is blessing the marriage. And very often people consider this as the institution of the sacrament of marriage. In fact, the church teaches us that Jesus had instituted seven sacraments, and one of these seven sacraments is the sacrament of marriage. And when did Jesus institute the sacrament of marriage? Plainly, this incident is taken, shown as the institution of the sacrament of marriage, even though the gospel doesn't say anything about a sacrament. But that is how it is interpreted. Another very simple interpretation is that Jesus accepted the intervention or intercession of his mother Mary. But other Christian communities, sometimes the Protestants and some Pentecostal groups, very many Christians consider this as a rejection from the part of Jesus. Jesus is calling Mary not mother but woman. And he is asking, what is it to you and to me? It's none of our concern. My time has not come yet. And it would seem that Jesus is not going to perform anything. Jesus seems to be annoyed by the intervention of his mother. That's how many people interpret it. So on the surface, this is a very simple narration. But when you go a bit deeper, you see there are many elements that we have to attend to. First of all, the context. The context of this particular incident, how does John situate this episode? How is it related to the beginning of the gospel? How is it related to the rest of the gospel? Who are the characters that come to the foreground? What is it that is happening here? What is the place of this particular narrative in the whole of John's gospel? So this has to be studied in detail. First of all, let us take the context. In the context, it is said that Jesus comes to the Cana of Galilee on the third day. So historically speaking, John is presenting this particular incident in a very concrete historical context. He had already said in chapter 1, verse 29, he speaks about the next day. In chapter 1, verse 35, he speaks again the next day. In 43, the next day. So three times he has said the next day, the next day, the next day. And here, on the third day. So the third day after the next day of 43. So he is relating this particular incident to the beginning of Jesus' ministry, to the testimony of John the Baptist, to the call of the first disciples, and now this particular incident is incorporated into this context of Jesus' ministry. And after this, it is said they went down to Capernaum and stayed there for some time. So from Judea to Capernaum, on the way, Jesus comes to Galilee. Cana of Galilee. Now, in this particular report, we see also the conclusion. The conclusion, it is said, conclusion of the report, verse 11, Jesus did this, the first of his signs in Cana of Galilee. So the word sign is of great importance. We'll have to analyze it in detail later. But now we notice that John doesn't say that Jesus performed this miracle. John says that Jesus did this sign. And this sign is the beginning, or this incident is the first of his signs by which he revealed his glory. So this is a sign performed in Cana of Galilee. And this episode stands at the beginning of a series of episodes that is reported in chapters 2, 3, and 4. At the end of chapter 4, we have this in chapter 4, verse 54. Now, this was the second sign that Jesus did after coming from Judea to Galilee. So, in Cana of Galilee, he performed the first sign. Then the second sign is performed again in Cana of Galilee. So, in chapter 4, verse 46, it is said, then he came again to Cana in Galilee, where he had changed the water into wine. So this changing water into wine has a great importance in the structure of the Gospel of John. The first series of events, that is a series of revelation, is already said in chapter 2, verse 11. Jesus did this and revealed his glory. So this episode of turning or changing water into wine in Cana is presented as an act of revelation, revealing the glory. And in between the two episodes of Cana, we have various other events reported. Chapter 2 continues with the cleansing of the temple, or Jesus' triumphal entry into the temple and cleansing of the temple, where he presents himself as the true temple. Destroy this house and I'll build it up in 3 days, Jesus says. The house, the temple, is being substituted by his own body. So after the episode of Cana, Jesus comes to Jerusalem, where he presents himself as the true temple, as the true abode of God. After the temple episode, we have 3 encounters reported. First, with a rabbi, a Jewish lawyer, Nicodemus, where Jesus presents himself as the supreme manifestation of God's love. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that anyone who believes in him may not perish but may have life eternal. So Jesus presents himself as the supreme manifestation of God's love to Nicodemus, the lawyer. Then we have the encounter with the Samaritan woman in chapter 4, where Jesus presents himself as the expected Messiah. We know the Messiah is coming, the woman said. And you are speaking to him, Jesus said. So Jesus revealed himself as the expected Messiah to a foreigner, a sinner, a woman, a Samaritan. And the third episode is performed in favor of a Gentile centurion, whose servant was very sick unto death, and he is being healed, where Jesus presents himself as the source of life. I am the life of the world, he would say later. I am life and light. So Jesus' encounter with the lawyer, the Pharisee, the Samaritan woman, and the Gentile centurion. These are the episodes that John has incorporated into this first unit. Finally, he comes to the conclusion. Now, this was the second sign that Jesus did after coming from Judea to Galilee. 2 signs. So what we are analyzing in the changing of the water into wine in Cana is presented as a sign. But this is not the only sign. We have already seen the second sign. But we know, going through the Gospel of John, there are many more signs. In fact, the entire Gospel is divided into 2 major sections, or major parts. Chapters 1 to 12, the scholars call the Book of Signs, the part where the signs are reported. In fact, there are seven signs presented in the first part of the book. The second part, chapters 13 to 21, is presented as a book of glory, where the glory of God, glory of Jesus manifests. The glory of God is manifested in and through Jesus crucified. The death and resurrection become the manifestation of Jesus' glory. In the beginning, he manifests his glory through signs. The second part, he manifests his glory through his death and resurrection. Now, the first part deals with signs, I said. So the first sign is the turning of water into wine at Cana. The second sign, again performed in Cana, is the healing of a person who was deadly ill, was on the point of death. From there, Jesus brings him back, heals him at a distance by a word. The third sign is presented in chapter 5 by healing the paralytic, a person who was ill for 38 years, who was lying paralyzed at what is called the house of mercy, Bethesda or Bethsaida. There, Jesus presents himself as life. And the ongoing discussion after this episode of healing presents Jesus as the one who brings life, life from death, the one who is capable of raising even the dead. That is the third sign. In chapter 6, we have two signs. Sign number 4 is the multiplication of bread. In the desert, Jesus performs a miracle by multiplying bread. And immediately after this event of multiplication, performs another miracle of walking over the raging waters. By the multiplication of bread, Jesus presents himself as the bread of life. And that is being explained in the discussion that follows the multiplication. In the episode of walking over the waters, Jesus presents himself as the Lord of the universe. So we have sign number 5 in walking over the waters. Sixth sign is seen in chapter 9, where Jesus heals a person who was born blind, giving sight to the blind. In this context, Jesus presents himself as the light of the world. As long as I am in this world, I am the light of the world, he says. And by healing the blind man and giving sight to this person who was born blind, Jesus presents himself as the light of the world. And the last sign is reported in chapter 11. That is the longest report and the most conspicuous sign. A person who was dead and buried for 3 days. Jesus comes after 3 days and raises him up from death. After the three days, the raising of Lazarus. And in this episode, Jesus presents himself as life. I am life and truth. So we have seven signs in the first part of the book. From Cana to Bethany, we come across these seven signs. And all these signs point to one thing, that Jesus is the life. Jesus is the manifestation of life eternal. He has come into this world to bring life to all. He is the light and he is the life. So it is in this context that we have to understand the episode of changing water into wine. It's not just saving the honor of a family that was in danger because of the shortage of wine. In fact, it is much more than the honor of the family, much more than the sacrament of marriage, and even more than the intercession of Mary. Here, something much deeper is being revealed. The glory of Jesus revealed at Cana. So we have to analyze this episode a bit closer. We have seen the context. Now we have to go into the text itself. That we'll do next. Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your Son into this world as the light of the world, as life and truth. Enable us to understand him. Enable us to accept him. Enable us to live by him. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord.